T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get the pandemic supplies they need, so now education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts, so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everybody healthy and learning. Fremont Bank.
Well done.
.com.
Great job.
All right, listen. It's over. It's over. We've been hearing about this. It's been smoke for a while.
What does that mean?
It means that we have the big breakup we've all been waiting for. The one that we saw out on the horizon, we could see it. We could see it coming. It was like a cloud of smoke coming at us through the desert. People riding dromedaries toward us, thundering our direction, and finally it's arrived. The breakup has happened.
To Justin and Haley?
No. There's no
Dax
smoke.
Dax Shepard and
Kristen.
Anna?
Kristen Bell? No.
Elsa's sister?
Nope. It's not. Keep guessing. It's the one we've been waiting for, Vinny. We've talked about it several times. Is this happening? Oh,
is it Kanye and Kim?
No, that already. That's already.
Oh, that's
that,
over.
That,
that's already
those
done.
Dromedaries okay. Flew by us a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Let's see here. Who else is there out there? That's on the rocks.
I don't know.
It's J-Lo and A-Rod.
Oh,
kaput. Wah, wah. Newsnet National will cover this one for sure. Thank you, Maria.
Well, it's clear that whatever had happened, J-Lo, you told us. Actually, now that I think about it, how did I not think of that? Because you told us she was seen without a ring. She did interviews where she didn't want him
mentioned
as part of the questions.
From 6 months ago.
So, yeah, this has been brewing.
Right. There was a big article about her where every one of her exes had something to say about her. But the current guy, not asked. Nah, let's leave him out of it. Let's have my exes. I'm really good with them. I'm in a fight with this other guy right now. We might be breaking up, she said in not so many words.
Well, in my experience, relationships are really hard. And I can imagine with all of the stuff they got going on.
Yep.
And then not to mention, he's known to be someone who may or may not be up to no good.
You know, I thought the same thing, Vinny. There were rumors about him with some.
That's what I'm referencing.
Know, some hot chick, right. Just recently. Like that's, mm-hmm. It's got to be tough. You're like, I'm J-Lo the whole time. Like, just take a look. I'll send you a butt pic, whatever you need to keep you interested. Could you not? Because you're making a huge fool out of me. I'm J-Lo.
You know, it's
can't
funny
be
because
like this.
These cheating things. As you grow up and you see them and you become a grown up and you're in relationships, you see there's so many different reasons why that happens. One guy or girl might be cheating because they are not getting it at home. Another guy or girl, but more likely a guy, just needs to do everybody he sees and has never wanted to be with one person and has always blown up his own relationships because he needs to do all the people.
He does. I think that, you know, there's an ego thing involved there. Maybe even if you're getting it steadily at home.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's like.
This person is giving me some attention. Hey, I'll go for this.
Who's that girl, Bryn?
Madison LaCroix.
Oh, that's the girl that may or may not have been.
Right.
Yeah.
She was.
I actually
look
understand.
At her. Oh, yeah. She is a homewrecker.
I understand the situation where a person is not getting it at home and they have this whole life that they would have to blow up in order to get to move on. So they just cheat until they eventually get caught and then they blow up their life. So really, they could have saved themselves some trouble and some hate and not. But I see that part. I don't know if
you got kids, it's very complicated.
Right. I don't get the whole,
my partner's
giving me sex twice a week, but I'm still boning the neighbor's wife too.
Yeah. Well, it's because you can. It's like, why does a dog do that one thing he does? Because he can.
I guess.
Some people, they really are, they separate that out. Anyway, we may never know the real answer, Vinny. And it doesn't really matter because in the end, it's sort of, I always feel like these people, they're rich, they're famous, they're busy, they got all this stuff going on. Like you'd think they'd find haven with each other. You know, this person isn't like in awe every time we get on the private jet because they are used to this. Like this is where we're sort of coming, even though we're from totally different entertainment sources, we're at the same level in our respective fields and we've got tons of money. It seems like money, I guess, doesn't solve all the problems. You'd think it would, but, you know, I guess not. 1 month after split speculation first spread, J-Lo and A-Rod have confirmed they have called off their engagement. Oh, no, it's officially over. They've been together a long time, actually. A few years, anyway. April 15th, they confirmed, that is today at some point. I mean, I guess it's after 10 o'clock in New York City. They confirmed that they've called off their engagement. They made a statement to E! News. We've realized we're better as friends and look forward to remaining so, the two of them said together.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects. They both got kids and they basically are saying...
not kids together, though.
No, they both have kids mm-hmm. from separate relationships. They wish the best for each other and for one another's children. And out of respect for the children, the only other comment we have to say is thank you to everyone who sent kind words and support.
I just checked their Instagrams just to see if they posted anything. And the weird, so nothing on J-Lo, but on A-Rod's, he posted a story last night and it's pictures of their kids and J-Lo and then a heart with their names in it. And he tagged her in it. So I'm confused.
Well, maybe it was her idea then. And today was the day she dropped the bomb. Yeah. By the way, you should probably take that story down. It was really
well,
nice.
There's probably, you know, if look, again, I don't know all these scenarios, but he may be someone who ruins the best stuff he's got just because his penis rules his actions.
Yep.
And I'm not taking his, you know, responsibility out of it, but I'm saying he may actually love her.
Sure.
And may have screwed the whole thing up because he needed something.
Maybe they tried and she just couldn't get past it. She's like, right. I'm J-Lo. Nobody does this. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
I can see why he might post that. He's like, I still love this chick, even though I screwed the whole thing up.
You
and that's
know
all speculation.
I still love
but,
you, J-Lo. You know, woo, 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 woo.
From the sound of it, she's the one who has thrown down the no.
Well, from that's certainly what you'd get. Based on the fact that he put up the I love you so much, honey, story yeah. last night.
His uh-huh. next post will have this one.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
Yeah.
All the single ladies.
Looking for another train.
Yeah. There's a, if you feel like you've lost your mojo, I don't know who's walking around saying that. I've lost my mojo. Maybe A-Rod. I don't know. There's a Magic Mike reality competition show in development.
What?
HBO Max is developing a show inspired by the movie Magic Mike.
It is tan, perfectly smooth, and like gleaming gold.
Talking about Belfies.
Yeah, you were talking about Belfies. It's called The Real Magic Mike. It'll feature 10 men who have, quote, lost their magic.
Is that what that movie's about?
I don't know.
I don't know. What's the losing the mojo have to do with the Magic Mike? Where's the tie-in?
I thought this thing was basically loosely based on Channing Tatum's start.
Stripper money.
Like, right. He worked. Yeah. He was a stripper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he had lost his magic. I'm not sure.
Do you have any insight on this?
Yes, Nicole.
Oh, it's been a while since I watched them, but...
gonna Channing all over you, Tatum.
It's just really what I remember is just a bunch of guys that were friends dancing in a strip club. And then, like, Channing Tatum, takes a younger guy in and teaches him the ways of stripping.
Gives him the magic.
Yeah.
Passes the magic on.
Yeah, so, and then the second one, I think, is trying to just restart a club up. And I think
there's a Magic Mike, too.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that has Matthew McConaughey in it.
Oh.
And Neo.
Yeah, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, and Neo, yeah. It's been a minute, because I only watched him once, and I never went back. He just chanting
all over your Tay Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever that means. It sounds hot. Channing Tatum is on board as a producer for this HBO Max show called Magic Mike. The Real Magic Mike. So it'll feature 10 men who've lost their magic, and they will, quote, bear their souls and more as they evolve their bodies, learn to perform spectacular routines, and develop a new level of self-confidence. As they strip, they'll rid themselves of emotional baggage and regain their mojo. What do you think? You buy this?
Does Magic Mike, I haven't seen the movie, do they show Chaunch in that movie?
Is there any Chaunch?
No.
I don't think so. No.
It's just
beefcake, butt cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mud flaps.
And then
they got them?
All just like abs.
They get down to like thin underwear.
Thin underwear.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. G-strings though, right? I mean... So we see a pouch in the front and then just all ass in the back?
Let's yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
did you leave the movie wishing you'd seen Wiener? Would it have made the movie better for you? Like, did you feel like they stopped one? They should have just gone the full Monty.
All the way.
Yeah. Did you feel that?
No, because I feel like with the dancing and everything, you just knew what you just knew. Like, oh, it might slip up. I don't know. I didn't feel like that. So.
The thing is, guys want to show that. So it's, you know,
I didn't think
the producers were like, no, please keep that in the G-string. You know, girls aren't going.
I just remember like a lot of six packs and a lot of like,
ooh, that's what we like. Washboard
humping
stomachs.
The ground.
Oh, ground humping. Yeah. That's also hot. Yeah.
You don't want to see a guy spinning with it swinging out in front of him, sort of doing a,
you know,
a helicopter.
Right.
There's no poles. They don't use poles in either movie.
The only couple times I went to see male strippers, like for birthdays and, you know, bachelorette party. Oh, they're there, humping the ground.
Humping the ground.
They had the wiener was fully out and the guy was spinning it, like doing tricks with it and stuff.
You
and
like
I thought
that?
To myself, what is this, a comedy show? That's not sexy. That's just like goofy penis game.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I feel like if they did go all the way with it in the movie, I probably just would have laughed.
Yeah. It just becomes funny because it's like, he's like, hey, you guys want to see my favorite toy? Because here it is. And I'll keep on showing it to you until you turn away in utter disgust.
That's that's a TikTok challenge now, the way if I'm hitting the floor like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of pumping the ground, but pumping their fist down on the ground at the same time.
Yeah, with
that TikTok, are you going to take that TikTok challenge up?
No.
Go ahead, boys. We'll wait to see that on TikTok.
Later. Yeah.
Go ahead, boys.
Yeah, you too.
Bryn, Benny.
I'll help. I'll film.
Here's the part right there. There it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Did they show Chaunch?
No, it's like a Speedo.
Yeah, they're wearing a thong.
Oh, yeah. It's just shiny. I see. That's some. And then boom. The
and this
falls.
Is where Hooman got the tan, gleaming gold.
Firm. Buttocks of steel.
That was part of his movie review, if I'm correct, right?
I don't remember.
I think he said that when he was reviewing the movie. He was like, "This." I don't know who he was talking about, but he said that, and his butt is tan, gleaming gold.
Pretty sure he's talking about Channing Tatum, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be. Who else did it?
Tan, perfectly smooth, and like gleaming gold.
I thought Hustlers was better with Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B and that cast.
Hustlers?
Yeah, I thought that was better.
So anyway, these 10 guys are going to compete for a cash prize and a chance to perform at the Magic Mike Live stage show, which of course there's one of those in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't there be? Channing Tatum is a producer on this, but it doesn't sound like he's going to be on screen, so you won't be able to see his tan, perfectly smooth, gleaming gold buttocks. So there's that. Netflix is Netflix to the rescue, I guess.
What?
All right.
A good night's sleep has been hard to come by for a lot
of people. Who'd they save?
This is, they're going to save us all.
Oh.
Over the last couple months, year, you know, the pandemic, it's been terrible for people's sleep. They say people are sleeping terribly, and Netflix is to the rescue. They're teaming up with a meditation app called Headspace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know about this?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Do tell.
Go on. Oh, well, there's an app for it, and then I did see it on Netflix already, and I watched it. It's great. It's about meditating and relaxing, and it talks you through breathing and, you know, relaxation techniques. So,
and it's animated, right?
Yeah, it is animated. I kind of fell asleep to that. It was
that's
great.
That's the point.
Well, I wanted to meditate, but
you're not supposed to have your phone.
I did have my phone, but there's an app. There's an app for it, but I watched it on TV as well.
Oh, I
see. There's an app for listening to it, I think. I'm not sure if there's animation on that, but I watched it with Cameron because it's animation, you know, and she kind of liked it, and she fell asleep too, so it was kind of perfect for
her. Oh, that'd be great if it puts a kid to sleep, right?
Right, but she does still want to watch Lilo and Stitch and all the good stuff.
This is an animated series. It's called Headspace Guide to Sleep. They're 15-minute episodes that are going to be... They're right there for you on HBO Max. And each episode explores a new topic like insomnia, stress, whether looking at your phone in bed is really that bad, sleeping pills. It covers all this stuff. So they're, I don't know, I guess talking gently to you about it with little animations. And then they end with a guided wind down designed to help you on your journey to better sleep. It's they're saying here it's going to be out in 2 weeks. You say you've seen this, or you're talking about having listened to the app?
No, I thought I've seen this on Netflix already.
Oh, no, this is maybe they've got something. I'm sorry. You're right. Netflix is the one who has that. There's this other one on HBO Max. Sorry.
Oh, I see. HBO Max has a new version of this.
Theirs is with a different app called Calm. Are you familiar with Calm?
I am familiar with Calm, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's an app for that, too.
Yeah, Calm is the one. I think Calm is the one done by Apple. Like, maybe Apple bought it or something. Uh-huh. But it was recommended to me because, yeah, I definitely had more trouble sleeping now than, say, before the pandemic started. And so I tried it. I can't get into listening to that at bedtime, but I could see it being more useful, you know, in the middle of the day, actually, taking a minute and just going into a corner of the house and doing that. I didn't, and I canceled my membership, but... I don't want to listen to someone talk to me at night.
I believe
like
it
that.
Had noise too, you know, like the white noise.
Oh, so you can pick
rain or whatever.
You can pick
else.
Some sounds. To
I'm
go
doing
to
that. Too. That you can get a free app for, though. You don't have to pay the membership price for Calm.
Right. I guess Headspace and Calm are rivals. Like they're both kind of on the same idea.
What is it called, Nicole? They have a what going on?
I don't know.
A rivalry.
So Netflix has the Headspace show. The actual name of it is Headspace Guide to Sleep. And then HBO Max is going to have a show called A World of Calm. And it sounds like it's a very similar thing. I don't know if it's short episodes or what, but the Netflix one is apparently only 15 minutes. So teaches you how to get a good night's sleep is what they're saying. Mm-hmm.
It's a very healthy way to, I would suggest that before drinking NyQuil or Advil PMs or, you know, hopefully you can do it without that stuff.
Sarah? Yeah, I like the easy way. So, thank you. There's a site called highspeedinternet.com and it set out to determine the most popular Netflix shows in every country. So to do it, they used unofficial data from Google and Flix Patrol, which is a third-party Netflix search engine. I'm not hip to that. But they only included titles released over the past 10 years, and it was over the 10 years which ones had been streamed the most and searched for the most. So like Bridgerton didn't make the top 10 because that's a relatively new one. So the top show in the U.S. and Canada that's searched for... from Netflix, any guesses?
Cocomelon.
What's that? No, not Cocomelon. It's
No, I don't know.
It's Schmidt's Creek.
Oh, good.
Yeah. In Mexico, people are looking for Stranger Things more than any other title. That show is also number one in 14 other countries.
Ozark.
Ozark's not on, not, well, I'm sure Ozark's in there, but you know what they did is put together a map. I'm gonna send you the link for this so that you can, because Ozark's not one of the top shows. Like Sex Education, Stranger Things, Riverdale, Enola Holmes, that's the Millie Bobby Brown movie, Outlander, Schmidt's Creek, Ultraman, Cobra Kai, Death Note.
Oh, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, there's a lot that are, these are the top Netflix shows worldwide. So for each country, they've done it. So there's a map and you can see what's what. And you can throw that up at the Facebook page.
You got it, Sarah.
But here in America, the number one most searched for, here and in Canada, Schmidt's Creek, which is not said like that. But I'm just too scared to say it the right way. So there's that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we have an important family member making an appearance who's going to tell you about a big event happening this Saturday. So we look forward to speaking with Lisa Nguyen. She is the, hold on, because I'm going to ask her, tell us what the Director of Strategic Partnerships for the Human Rights Commission does daily, please. Yeah.
What is your job, actually?
On top of, you know, promoting big events happening this Saturday. That's coming up after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.